sticker shock at the pumps as millions of Americans fuel up for the summer vacation driving season. That's why President Joe Biden on Wednesday sent a letter to the seven major U.S. oil companies, pressuring them to increase oil production to lower prices. Biden writes, "My administration is prepared to use all reasonable and appropriate federal government tools and emergency authorities to increase refinery capacity to ensure that every region of this country is appropriately supplied." Currently, U.S. oil companies are refining 1 million less barrels a day compared to pre-COVID levels. Western sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine means the U.S. is also not importing Russian oil. That's led to less supply as Americans return to work from the pandemic, driving up prices. The Biden administration hasn't revealed how it will increase supply. Instead, it accuses the oil companies of exploiting consumers for record profits. Biden hasn't ruled out a surtax on those gains. He's asked his energy secretary to hold an emergency meeting with oil producers.
We're not against profit. It's just that when you have 225% increase in profit year over year in quarter one, I mean, it just tells you something else is going on.
The oil companies blame Biden for the problem, arguing his climate change agenda, ban on federal land drilling, and the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline have led to oil refining strain. Biden can release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to bring down prices. It's a tool he's already used, but it's a temporary fix.
This is simply an attempt to play to the voters to show that politicians are doing something about a market situation in which there's actually very little that they or anybody else can do.
Biden's letter comes one day after announcing he'll meet with the Saudi king next month to encourage his kingdom to also boost production. But the White House says the kingdom has provided no assurances it will do so.
President Biden needs to contain fuel prices quickly. The longer Americans face hardship, the more likely they are to vote against his Democratic Party in upcoming November congressional elections. Kimberly Helkin, Al Jazeera, The White House.